This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's talk about memory for a minute. Memory and milestones. You remember your first kiss, right? The first bad breakup, too, probably. Maybe the first time you drove a car, the first president you voted for. What about your first recession? If you were a brand new college graduate just entering the workforce in, say, 1982 or 1991, or 2008, you probably got real vivid memories of what that was like. Because research tells us that if you graduate into a recession, your employment prospects and your wages are going to be hit for at least a decade, maybe more. Now, to be clear, we are not in a recession. But next year? Maybe. So Marketplace's Matt Levin went in search of advice for the class of 2023.
It's reunion day at the UC Davis School of Law up in Northern California. A pretty even mix of baby boomers and Gen Xers and millennial lawyers are milling about the buffet line for crudité and bacon wrap something. Class of 82 graduate Cheryl Gertler has that squinty look of, I think I know you. Do I know you?
I can't recognize anybody, but a lot of gray and white hair here, so I'm not sure anymore.
For all the glib memes about how easy and cheap everything was for baby boomers, the unlucky ones like Gertler, who started their careers in the early 80s, faced a gnarly economy.
Low wages and not being able to purchase very much. People were not buying things. I remember visiting my parents up in Oregon, and it just felt like nobody could really spend money anymore.
Inflation was high, like today. But very unlike today, the unemployment rate was over 10%. Gertler gave up pretty quickly on her job search.
And then I decided to go to Japan and study the Japanese culture and study the language.
By the time she returned to the U.S. in the mid-80s, the economy was recovering, and every law firm wanted lawyers who could land clients from an emerging economic giant in East Asia.
Fortunately, because I had Japan all over my resume, I was all of a sudden very marketable.
Gertler likes her life now as an immigration attorney in L.A., but if she could turn back time, would she choose a different year to come out of law school?
See, for me, I would not, because had I graduated in a different time when there was more jobs, I would not have had the guts to go do what I did.
The Reagan-era good times Gertler returned to stopped abruptly in the early 90s. Unemployment peaked at 7% in 1992 when Chansala Al-Mansour was deciding what type of lawyer she wanted to be, corporate law or civil rights.
At that time, I remember thinking I missed the boat because I graduated in 92.
She says the bad economy and the discrimination she experienced in interviews tipped the scales towards her heart. She now directs a fair housing nonprofit. Every now and then, she does fantasize about what it would be like if she graduated a few years later in the mid to late 90s boom.
Anytime I went to a big event and all this, and they'd look at me and they'd say, oh, what do you do? I'm a civil rights attorney. Oh, of course you're a civil rights attorney. You're black. Every once in a while, I would like to say, well, you know, I'm a major corporate attorney with a blah, 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 blah.
But she also wouldn't want to change the year she graduated.
I don't know if I would have been as needed in any other time.
Sure, there's sample bias here. If you hate how your career turned out, there's not much appeal to seeing all your successful classmates at the reunion. But the whole recessions have a silver lining thing? There's empirical research that backs it up.
So recession graduates tend to be happier with their jobs both early in their careers as well as a long time later.
Emily Bianchi is a professor at Emory University's business school.
The odds are when you land that first job, you're going to be incredibly relieved. You're probably going to feel a sense of gratitude. That sense endures.
Of course, not every recession is created equal. With all due respect to previous generations, millennials of a certain age will remind you there's a reason they called it the Great Recession and not the recession that was pretty much like all the other recessions.
I worked in retail, Eddie Bauer. So, you know, I provided exceptional customer service. Let me tell you, that's not what I went to college for.
Thomas Duda is a current UC Davis Law School student. He finished his undergrad work in 2008 when the financial crisis hit. Duda has a job lined up for next year in employment law, which he picked partly because it's less vulnerable to economic downturns. And it sounds like he, too, wouldn't want to change what year he graduates law school, but for a different reason.
I'm hopefully getting in at just the right moment in time, right before the door closes.
Duda's advice for the next generation entering their first recession? Take a job, any job. It's how you build your skills and your resilience. Eddie Bauer is always hiring. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.